This is Hannah Christensen. I'm talking about pages 216 through 218 of Gish Jen's novel, The Love Wife. I chose this passage because I think it portrays the subjectivity of truth, which is kind of a central theme in Jen's novel. Even the textual format that she uses, this familial soliloquy and interjection, conveys the impossibility of omniscience in the novel and gives us the important kind of subtler truths of each character. Throughout the novel, we're asked to draw this distinction between truth and lie, or truth and illusion. We're not really given any absolute truths. There's an ambiguity that runs throughout the book. There's lots of reasons that the family members lie to each other. There are lies that they tell to make people feel better. There are lies they tell to conceal things like maybe hidden prejudice or racism. There are lies they tell to protect their children. This passage in particular gives us several different variations on the truth and several different family members' take on the truth. It begins with Lan talking about the kind of ambiguities of the Cultural Revolution and the way that it's difficult to describe it because it walked the line between idealism and cruelty. It's quickly followed by her telling Lizzie that China is communist with Chinese characteristics, which is pretty difficult for Lizzie to understand or accept, because at this point, as an adolescent, she's looking for clarity and surety of her own identity and of others. She's drawn to Russell and Russell's pretty clear definition of phonies and truthful people, because this is kind of, you know, very black and white, very understandable to her. But even in her discussion of it, she says that there's things that Derek used to get that Russell doesn't get, which kind of indicates this deeper understanding of the complexity of people and a developing sense that there are no absolutes, which she kind of learns by the end of the novel. The bulk of this passage is an exchange between Lizzie and her parents about Lizzie's parentage. She claims that her parents have lied to her, and throughout the novel, Lizzie claims that her mother is somehow a phony. It's interesting to me that she chooses this bit to tell her mother that Blondie's lied to her, because the truth that she's looking for here is really just a speculation on her parentage. It's not anything definite that Blondie could know. This indicates kind of an ongoing opposition in the novel, not just between truth and lies, but between truth and speculation, truth and stories, truth and cultural assumptions. Interestingly, here Blondie says that they didn't tell Lizzie about this concern because they're afraid it might hurt Lizzie's self-esteem. I wondered, like, why would it hurt Lizzie's self-esteem to know that she might be part Japanese? Were they trying to hide from her that she was different from Wendy? Is the idea of being mixed, like, very much a problem for Lizzie's self-esteem? Or is it more about the uncertainty of her heritage? Like, Lizzie's looking for certainty, and Blondie knows that it would upset her to know that they didn't really know. But throughout the novel, Blondie tends to obscure difference in this way, to kind of repudiate the things that might draw lines between members of her family. She objects to Lan talking about, on 203, Lan sings this song about two tigers, where she says, "Very strange," in the song, and Blondie says, "The Chinese had so many charming expressions involving the word strange, for example, guai wu, strange animals, meaning foreigners," which kind of indicates Blondie's unwillingness to accept difference. At the same time, Jen talks about the attractions of difference. Carnegie's erotic images of Lan are built mainly on the differences between Lan and Blondie, so there's an attempt to present difference from that perspective. Carnegie's an interesting character in the novel, actually, because he views this question of difference very kind of ambiguously. Here he tells Lizzie that the obviation of difference, that ambiguity is kind of the wave of the future. He says ambiguity is in. Someone on page 157 describes Bailey as the new face of America, and it seems like Carnegie's talking about that here, but at the same time, around that point where he's describing Bailey, he says he worries that Bailey's face shows the disappearing past, that Bailey will marry a white woman like his daddy. And it seems like Carnegie's also worried about the possibility of his Chinese heritage just disappearing in this kind of racial mixing. In general, I think that ambiguity of both truth and race and many other things are themes in the novel, and I think that this is something we should definitely investigate further in class.